Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And first, I'm going to start by giving honor and praise to Almighty God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for lifting my body up today so that I might come back to you. No matter what situations you're in, He will always give you the strength that you need in order to do His will. And I thank Him for allowing me to do that. All right, I encourage everyone to go to the ministry's website, which is www.sisterpoochie.com. Sister Poochie is spelled S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E, and then .com, www. There we have many resources. If you look up at the right-hand corner, you can actually see the icons to follow us with Twitter and also Facebook. We have Bible study videos that we have. We change every week. We have a prayer line as well as a spiritual counseling email address, spiritualcounseling@sisterpoochie.com. As also, we have something new that we're adding on beside to the ministry resources for you. It's a webinar called Christ's Purpose Coming into the World. The webinar is on August 10, 2011, between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you go to the ministry's website, www.sisterpoochie.com, that's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E, .com, you will be able to see the registration, which is the first tab. The registration will be open until August the 9th. So you have a little time, but don't wait. Just get registered. We all will be interactive, and you will also be able to see my presentation on the computer screen. So definitely sign up for that webinar. The ministry will be blessed to have you as part of that. Also, if the God so touches your heart, if you want to, please sow a seed into the ministry. We have tithes, offerings, and contribution tab also at the ministry's website. If God touches your heart, the money will be well spent spreading the word of Jesus Christ. Okay, I always start off with a reading for the week, and today is no different. So this is something I want you to meditate on, and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal those secrets in the Bibles to you and ask God for wisdom, because He said, if you ask me for wisdom, I actually will give it to you. But the biggest question, the most asked question of me as a minister is, how do I pray? And, you know, prayer is something that Jesus said that we should not do hypocritically, you know, shouting in the synagogues or shouting on the corners or tooting our own horn. But rather, Christ said we should pray in private. For the Father will seek the secret and will reward you openly. So it's not just praying together with other people. You got to pray some secrets. You got to pray in private to our Lord and our Savior to our God. And Jesus said that this is the way you pray. You know, you go somewhere quiet by yourself, and this, He says, how we should pray. Coming from Matthew 6, chapter 9 through the 13th verse. And if you know it, bow your head and repeat it with me. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That is a direct quote from Christ of how we should pray. I want you to think about that, because we need to pray correctly to God so our petitions will be heard. Don't forget to pray in secret so God can seek out those secrets and actually bless you in the open, because when we stand on the corners or we're tooting our own horn, we're bringing glory to ourselves and not God. So think about it. Okay, we're going to start up with the show. And first up on the mic is Dr. Lamont McNeese with The Rapture Will Not Be Televised.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled thought patterns to bring you this revelation. This is not a test. An emergency will be declared in this area.
No man knoweth the day nor the hour of our Lord's return.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. Put down your remote control, because the rapture will not be televised.
You will not be able to ignore it, brother. You will not be able to log on, check your email, and log off. You will not be able to invite your friends and slip out for popcorn during commercials, because the rapture will not be televised.
There will be no business as usual. You will not be able to lay low, sleep in, or chill out. You will not be able to watch for a while and then drop to your knees for repentance, because the rapture will not be televised.
There will be no instant replay of graves opening, cars crashing, or holy people vanishing.
The rapture will not be broadcast around the world in 30 minutes on headline news. Bill Clinton will not be able to look directly into a television camera and tell you the truth as he sees it.
Republicans will not blame Democrats, but the angels will blame the Taliban.
The righteous will fly the friendly skies, but this flight will not be hijacked.
There will be wars, rumors of wars, and peace will be America's most wanted.
Miss Cleo will not be able to predict the rapture for 99 cents a minute.
The rapture will not be brought to you on DVD and stereo surround without commercial interruption.
Closed captioning will not be available, and Elvis will not be spotted.
Larry King will not conduct a live pre-rapture interview, because the rapture will not be televised.
Do not place your hands on your television screen for deliverance.
You will not be able to touch and agree.
You will not be able to name it and claim it. And your love gift will no longer be relevant.
Johnny Cochran will not manipulate the heavenly court, and you will not be able to plead insanity for your sin.
The rapture will be an unsolved mystery. The Vatican will have no dirty little secrets, and the angels will know exactly where to find Osama bin Laden.
The rapture will not be brought to you by Xerox.
The rapture will not be back after a word from our sponsor.
The rapture will not be a Kodak moment.
The rapture will not double your pleasure.
The rapture will not be kid tested or mother approved.
The rapture will not kill germs that cause bad breath.
And you will not make this a blockbuster night.
The rapture will not be a test, and for the next 60 seconds you will not be told where to tune in for redemption.
The rapture will not be caught on tape, so you will not be able to pause and rewind.
The rapture will not be for mature audiences only.
Cops will not come to your rescue, and Green Acres will not be the place to be.
The rapture will not be brought to you by Parker Brothers, Comedy Central, or Burger King. Because it ain't no game, it won't be funny, and you will not have it your way.
There will be no hanging chads.
The rapture will not be interrupted by news just in from Kandahar, Afghanistan, or New York City.
There will be no world trade for the sinner. The president cannot declare war on the rapture.
The vice president will not be secure in an undisclosed location.
The rapture will not make you a millionaire, because Regis will have no questions.
Mike Tyson will not be taking a bite out of the rapture on pay-per-view.
The rapture will not be coming to a theater near you.
You will not need tickets. This will be the final answer. No sequel and no rerun.
There will be no sneak previews and no matrix. The real stars wear white, and Men in Black will be the worst dressed.
Survivors will not win $1 million, but they will suffer tribulation.
You must not wait for the movie.
You must read the book.
The rapture may not happen this Saturday night, but the rapture will be live.
All right. That was Dr. Lamont McNeese with The Rapture Will Not Be Televised. If you want to contact him, you can actually go to his website, www.lmcneese.com. If there's any artists that you hear on the radio show and you would like to contact them, go to the ministry's website. We also have a roster of all the artists listed there with the correct websites and email addresses and phone numbers. And I encourage you to contact the artists. They're out here trying to make it, doing it for the Lord, and we have to support that. Amen. Okay, next up on the mic was Edward Hill, and since God is so good and his grace and mercy endures forever, we're going to hear Amazing Grace. Yes, an absolutely heavenly version of Amazing Grace by Edward Hill. And if you want to contact Edward, you can contact him at http://musicnowwordpress.com. And I know that was a mouthful. It was a mouthful for me. Go to the ministry's website, www.sistapoochie.com, SISTAPOOCHIE. And don't forget, there's a roster of all of the artists and their links, so you can find Edward Hill's link at that website. Okay, next up on the mic is Brittany Jones with I Have a Friend.
I
changes. It's difficult at times, it seems that I can't face it. But I found a friend in need, and he's good to me. He's with me all the time and gives me everything I need. And it's life and love and happiness I'm guaranteed. Difficulty, circumstances, they can overtake me.
All right, that was Brittany Jones from the album It's Time Get Ready with I Have a Friend. And if you want to contact Brittany, you can go to her website to buy her CD, or also to find out the other things that she's involved with. You can go to www.brittanyjones.com. Okay, everybody, I have to go back to the reading for the week. Like I said, the most asked question of me as a minister is, how do I pray? Jesus actually left us an example of the perfect prayer that we should say to God. Not only did he leave us with an example, he told us a couple of things about praying. He said, do not pray and toot your own horn so you can get all the glory. Do not pray in private, for the Father will seek what is secret and reward what is rewarded openly. And what he's trying to say there is that you start praying for things nobody know you're praying about, and then I'm going to let the whole world know, and I'm going to get the glory. So we have to be very mindful of how we pray, and we also have to know how to pray. And thank you, Jesus, for leaving this for us, because it comes from Matthew 6, chapter 9 to the first through the 13th verse, and it says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Jesus said that's the perfect prayer to God. If you don't know how to pray to God, just keep saying that over and over again and give your petitions and it will be heard. But again, go spend some alone time with God and let him know what's on your heart. And sometimes you just got to let him know and not everyone else. And he will definitely reward you for that. Okay, it's time for the dance break. Now, a dance break is sponsored by DJ Frankie Vibes. He's the resident DJ. DJ Frankie Vibes can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Frankie Vibes. He also has a House of Inspiration page on Facebook. And every Sunday, he mixes from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.my959.com. And then from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsoulwetrust.com. Okay, everybody, this is the time when we get up and we make some noise and we rejoice the Lord. And not only do we do that, we also give him praise and honor when we do this. He said, let all that have a voice praise me. Okay, so here's the dance break for the week with DJ Frankie Vibes. Okay, that was DJ Frankie's Vibes dance mix for the week. Don't forget to support him on Sundays. Go to the ministry's website, www.sisterpucci.com, and get all of the contact information so you can. This is a sample of what he does. He just mixes for hours and hours on Sundays. So definitely support him. And I want you to support not just him, but everybody who's on the show. Take a little time, send them a note, let them know how you feel about their music. I know it would make their day. A little kindness goes a long way. Okay, next up on the mic is Mac, which is Man About Change with Free.
Be free of anxiety, poverty, and things bothering me. Free of the picture they depict of my society. Free of the nosy neighbors swearing I ain't doing right. Free of temptation, which seems to be my kryptonite. Free of the comments and the ridicule I seem to go through. Free of the stress and the power just to stay hopeful. Free of the world and the problems of this economy. I wish I can free friends from the problems of their poverty. Free me from the chains of this mental slave condition. Free my stubborn family so they will start to listen, Lord. Free my father from the powers of that crack pipe. Help him straighten up so he can finally get his act right. Lord, free his mind so he can believe he can come out of it. Free me from the liars and the people who are counterfeit. Free Jay, go and keep your covering over him. And I pray, Lord, that nothing bad ever come to him. Free me from this feeling that I've met defeat. Free me from the enemy, make him retreat. Lord, deliver me a meal so I can help my fam eat. Deliver me peace so I can keep my sanity. Free me from the stupidity of this world. Free me from the Jezebels and these no good girls. Free me from the blindness and things clouding my vision. Free the world of deaf ears so everyone will listen. Free us from the restrictions of our own time. Free us from the prisons of our own minds. Free us of limitations so that nothing can stop us. Free us of wrongdoing so we can do this proper, Lord. I just want to be free.
Cause I want to be free.
I just want to be free.
I wanna
Lord, free me from my anger and all of my wrong ways. Free me from lashing out when it's just one of those days. Free me from my pride so I can always give you praise. Free me from the bottle and the urge for special hate. Free me from my past and going back to old ways. Free me from the lust of the girls that still free. Free me from the feeling that I'm trapped in a cage. Keep me under control so I do not release my rage. Keep me going strong even though my wicked days. Free my spiritual family from always feeling pain. Open the people's eyes so they can see the wrong ways. And if they're hypnotized, please release them from their days. Help us respect our parents so you lengthen our days. Soften our hard heads so they will listen always. Free me from depending on other people for my gain. Free me from harsh words, delivering me pain. Free me from being stagnant, give me power to maintain. Give me power in my words, cause in them I promote change. Give me versatility so that nothing will be the same. Give me power in my music so that I can change the game. Give me wisdom in my words to help the people maintain. Deliver something good so no more kids will be slain. Stop the dope boys destroying families with Cain. Free us from the allure of the glory of the game. Instead, let us see the true side, the agony and pain. Rescue the lost souls in need of being saved. Put your spirit in us so that like you we will behave. Lord, I ask you to please make things change. Cause I just wanna be free.
Cause I wanna be free.
I just want to be free.
Cause I want to be free. Completely free. Cause I want to be free. Completely free. Cause I want to be free.
All right, that was Mac with Free, Man About Change. And if you want to contact him, you can go to his Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Man About Change. Okay, next up on the mic is Johnny Ingram with The Message.
Ooh. There's more than you can bear. Lift up your head, don't be afraid. You'll find your strength somewhere. When the road is rough and times are tough and no one seems to care, you have a friend at every bend, a friend with love to share. Can't you hear the message? Don't you get the message? The message that is coming from above. Can you hear?
Bye.
All right, that was the message by Johnny Ingram. Johnny Ingram has a very long contact information where you can go and buy this album. So I'm just going to send you to www.sisterpoochie.com under the artist contact, and you'll be able to see the link directly there. Sister Poochie is spelled S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. And next up on the mic is Walk in the Sun by Daniel Woodson.
Told me things wasn't going the right way. Wife had left him. Kids don't see him, and his house is not a home. Said he had a bed to sleep in. Asked me would I stay the weekend. I don't wanna be by myself. Do you think that you can help? I told him, man, you're out of order. I love my savior, I know I told ya. Turned to leave with an attitude. Said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Lord, have mercy on his soul. He doesn't know you, so I gotta go. Then I heard a voice inside me say, tell him I'm the only
take
way.
Take a walk in the sun.
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 Take a walk in the sun. Lord, please give me the words to say to make him look your way today. This may be his last day on this earth. Lord, don't let him be trapped in a curse. I said, let's stay right here and talk for a while. Let's try to fix what's broken inside. Said he needed someone in his life. I said, I know someone will do you right. There's someone he really should be. Sometimes rowdy, sometimes discreet. He said, who is it? I said, it's Jesus. He said, you're tripping. No, listen. He will love you. He will hold you. All is right there. You can trust him. Let's take a battle and do it for truth. He's so in love with you.
Take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
That was Daniel Woodson with Walk in the Sun, not S-U-N, but S-O-N, Walk with Our Heavenly Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, walk in the sun. And if you want to contact her, you can contact her at the ministry's email address at SisterPoochie@SisterPoochie.com. Sister Poochie spelled SisterPoochie. Also, I encourage you to go to the website. We have a webinar that's going to be running August 10th of 2011. The topic is Christ's purpose for coming into the world. It will be held between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will all will be able to interact with each other, as well as if you're on your computer, you will be able to see the presentation that I will be displaying there. Again, if you have any questions or want to talk to someone about your walk with Christ, you can always use our spiritual counseling email address, the spiritualcounseling@SisterPoochie.com as well. Okay, I usually go back and read the verse for the week. And as I told you, the verse for the week is the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught us how to pray before he left. And so if you go to Matthew 6, chapter 9 to 13th verse, you will see the perfect way to pray to God. After you pray that and say it in Jesus' name, then you give him your petitions. But don't forget, people, it also says in the same book that we must have our prayers in secret, so that what is in secret can be revealed to the whole world, and God will get all the glory. Now, I'm going to go and give you an extra verse this week to look to study on. Yeah, this is like extra credit homework. But on 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter 16 through the 18th verse, it says this: be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So no matter how many times we would have said the Lord's Prayer today, we would have been in the perfect will of our Father, and you can't get any better than that. I thank everyone for letting me come into their eardrums yet another Saturday. I thank God for lifting my body up to let me come to you, and the ministry appreciates all the support. Again, www.SisterPoochie.com, SisterPoochie is where you're going to find us. And now we're going to roll out on the show like we always roll out with How Great Thou Art. Everyone have a blessed week, and may God continuously look over you.